Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. There will never be an episode 82 or 84 of this podcast, and I'm okay with that. Why? Well, perhaps you can hear it in my voice. I got sick for the first time in 6.5 years, and it was a bad case of COVID. It's over 2 weeks now, and I am still recovering with various cold-like symptoms, stuffy nose, tired, all those wonderful things that you can probably also tell in my voice. I was not going to put my business ahead of myself, and that included recording my Tip Thursday with Tara for episodes 82 and 84. Why am I telling you this, and why is this on Tip Thursday with Tara? Well, because as business owners and leaders, you must put yourself first if you're going to take care of your business, your organization, your employees, etc. So here are my tips if you get sick. Rest when your body tells you to, because it may shorten the time that you are ill. With this illness, I spent 4.5 days solid in bed sleeping, but it was needed, and my body told me that. Make sure that when you do fall ill, or perhaps something is another obligation you have at home that takes you away from the business, that you look at what is on your to-do list. What is non-priority work that you can just leave for another day, another week, or even another month, depending what it is? Is there anything that you can actually not do administratively or as part of your business, such as me missing 2 Tip Thursdays with Tara? If there is anything that you can either wait for another day or that you can actually not do because it's not really needed, then you should change that. You should be okay with saying, I'm not going to do my podcast personal tip for 2 weeks. You should be okay with saying, well, this is not a high priority on my to-do list. I'm going to wait until I'm healthy again. For those things that you can't really give to, you can't not do, maybe there's somebody you can delegate them to, or you can ask for help from. Maybe it's a member of your team. Maybe it's a virtual assistant. Maybe it's a temp agency, somebody who can help you with getting through some of those admin things that perhaps you absolutely need to do. There is no shame at all in delegating or asking for help when you need it. And if you're like me and you have lots of meetings or calls and clients, cancel them. I canceled 2 weeks of client calls, and you know what? They were all okay with it. We've all been through illness, and most people have had a case of COVID or other illnesses such as pneumonia or things like that. And they understand when you need to take care of yourself. So I reached out to my clients. I let them know, and every single one of them was great at letting me know that I should get better and that I, they're going to be there when I'm ready. And they are. And they're starting to book their meetings up again. And then when you're ready to come back, go ahead and do so. But you might want to consider a few days where you're doing part-time to get back into the swing of things, especially if you're like me where exhaustion has taken over. I'm moving into week 3 of this and I am still very tired. So I am working between 4 and 6 hours a day for at least this week until I can continue to get better. So keep those tips in mind if you do get sick or have a personal obligation. It's okay to take time off, delegate or ask for help for the things you cannot leave. And if absolutely necessary, such as payroll, and you're the only person who does it, you may have to do those things, but try to do it in a time where you have a little bit of energy. Ask people if you can reschedule those calls or meetings or sessions, and then come back when you're ready. Take the time to heal yourself and for self-care. So maybe you can even come back a few days earlier than if you didn't. Business owners, leaders, it is okay to take that downtime when you are sick. We can't avoid being ill most times, so when it does happen, follow the tips I shared and let yourself get better. As a manager and a mentor once told me when I was working too many hours and was getting close to burnout, he said to me, "Go home and rest. The work will still be there on Monday and we'll take care of it together." Again, not everybody can do this, but if at all possible, think about what you can leave for later, what you can cancel altogether, such as my podcast Tip Thursdays, or what is the priority? Are you a leader or business owner who needs to work on this? Truly, we all do. It was a tough one for me after 6.5 years of being able to be there for everybody to say, "I need to reschedule." Let's make it okay for business owners and leaders to take necessary downtime for illness or other personal obligations when they need it. Let's change the story that we're on 24/7. All right. To learn more about any of our leadership services, you can visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, which is a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Of course, if you want to find out more about us, you can find us as Twin Life Coaching and Business Services on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and our YouTube handle at Twin Life Coaching. Until next time, please be safe, be healthy, and be an amazing leader or leader to be.